morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Morning Live for Sunday, April 8th, 2012. I'm Jay Thomas Smith with Val Wilson. And shucks, happy Easter Sunday to everybody.
Happy Easter to everyone.
First up, we have Texas Southern University has some big news.
In the house, that's right. The premiere of TSU TV at Comcast On Demand. We're having a big fundraiser this coming Thursday evening, and we welcome into the studio right now film director and producer Tyrone D. Dixon, who's also a visiting professor at Texas Southern University.
Good morning.
And Mr. Kenneth Ware, who is a project coordinator of TSU TV. What's your title?
Yes, project coordinator, acquisitions, on-air personality, do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, he's a jack of all trades.
And custodian, can't forget that one.
So welcome. Good morning. Now, there's going to be a big fundraiser this coming Thursday.
Yes, ma'am.
April 12th at Grooves of Houston.
Yes, ma'am.
To introduce to the community TSU TV, Comcast On Demand. So, Professor Dixon?
Yeah, I'm very proud of the students who, you know, it was up to them. They came up with the idea to do this, to raise funds. With TSU TV, we have so many opportunities to create original programming, and some of that means that we have to travel, you know, with the debate team, with the SGA, with any other thing that's going on at TSU that is outside of the community. We want to bring it back to the community. And that's what we've been doing. And that's what the fundraising is all about. We're going to be showcasing some of TSU's finest talent, a live band, a special performance, a DJ. And we're going to showcase a montage of all of the things that we've been doing this year with TSU TV.
Now, how will one access TSU TV? In fact, is that the call sign?
Yes, it is. It's TSU TV On Demand. And what you would do is you would go to Comcast On Demand, get local, and then choose TSU TV.
So you have to be a subscriber to Comcast?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Oh, so if I, you know, get my television off of there. Internet or something like that. I couldn't.
Well, we do have a website, TSUTVOnDemand.com, which we're also streaming our original programming there as well.
So, okay, so
if you don't have Comcast, you can always go to TSUTVOnDemand.com and check out some of the original programming there.
Okay, so I could just watch it whenever I wanted to.
Exactly. It's on demand.
Yeah. Now, Professor Dixon, why don't you give the listeners a little bit of your background, your history, and so they can understand what you, the dynamic that you bring to the table with Texas Southern University, the School of Communications, and TSU TV.
Well, I think first and foremost, I'm originally from Houston, graduated from Jack Yates in School of Communications there,
all right,
as well as Texas Southern University. And so it's a homecoming for me. And for the past 18 years, I've lived in Los Angeles. I've worked in many capacities in the television and film industry. I most recently, most known for producing a movie called Roll Bounce, with Bow Wow and Nick Cannon, which was a huge success for me. But that was born out of a documentary that I did called Eight Wheels and Some Soul Brother Music, which is the history of roller skating from a black perspective. It's out in stores. It's on the internet. You can look it up, Eight Wheels and Some Soul Brother Music. And I've worked with Spike Lee. I've worked with Stephanie Elaine, who is one of the top female producers in Hollywood, produced Hustle and Flow. I've been all over the place. I've done a little bit of everything, and I'm hoping that I can bring some of that real world experience to TSU so that not just the students, but the faculty and the staff can see that there are some real opportunities out there for these students, that they're not just wasting their time when they're getting a degree in radio, television, and film.
Of course not. That's hard work involved.
It's hard work. Yeah. And the work is out there. So some people think that, oh, just because it might be light here in Houston, that it's light everywhere, but it's not. I mean, you know, right up the road in New Orleans, there's a bunch of film work there. There's tons of film work in Austin. And obviously, the further east you go, you're going to run into a whole lot more opportunities.
Now, as far as programming goes, I mean, what is the timeline? What is the vision? In other words, okay, we got TSU TV. You're going to have the fundraiser. Now, what are the funds going to be used for?
Well, the funds are going to be used for a few things. One, to allow us to travel to capture stories that are outside of the community. Two, we need our own equipment. We need to be able to be accessible and to be able to get on top of things right away. Mm-hmm. So it's difficult for us sometimes when we are utilizing equipment that is used to teach with, mm-hmm. to actually do some real production with. Right. And so what we're trying to do is take care of our own. And we believe that this fundraiser is going to be the first of many. Mm-hmm. And we want our, you know, TSU alum to participate. I don't think a whole lot of people know that we actually have this opportunity.
No, that's why we're here today.
Exactly. And you know, what TSU TV does is gives us a distribution outlet. Mm-hmm. And too many of us complain about not seeing enough of ourselves on television. And it's because we don't have that many distribution outlets. And what Comcast has done is given us the opportunity to tell our stories, distribute our stories to our community. Okay. And I think that's so huge. And we must support that.
713-390-5102 if you'd like to get in on the conversation. Now, folks can go to TSU TV online. TSU, what is the...
TSUTVOnDemand.com.
And I had a chance to see some things a couple of months ago, and I was just blown away at the quality, not only some of the original programming, but the quality of the production value.
Yes.
So let's talk about some of these new programs. Or can you yet talk about some of the new programming?
Yes, Kenneth, why don't you talk about some of that programming?
Well, one program that we did was we went to New Orleans for the Core DJs retreat. And it's the world's largest DJ organization. We secured funds from our Student Government Association and also the president, President Rully at TSU. He gave us the money to travel out there. And all the students, we worked for 3 days tirelessly. We interviewed different celebrities, went to different events, and we all produced it. We all put our heads together and shot the shots, and we edited and got it done. So we definitely do a great job. We work as a team.
Now, there was another program that I saw, the previews. It's a very reality-based series. Not Mob Wives, but...
Boss Wives.
Yes. I found that very interesting.
That's one of the things that we're working on. We're working on a show called Boss Wives, which is a show about a group of young women who are in the midst of transforming their lives from one lifestyle to another. And it's very...
Got a quick question on Jim. Are any of them married?
Yes, they are. Yeah, a couple of them are. I know we take their wives thing. But, it's an interesting show, and the students are having a great time working on it and participating with these ladies. It was their idea to do this, and they were awesome in allowing TSU students to work with that project. The other project that we're doing is the Grooves Project. We're actually doing a web series for Grooves, which is a show about these two women, Felicia Drake and her sister and her cousin Shauna. They actually own and manage and run Grooves, and they do such an awesome job. And I don't think anybody knows what it really takes to run an event center and restaurant the way they do. And so it's a very interesting show. So we're working on that. And one of the things that we have in development is we're doing a reality show on the Ocean of Soul. I think in light of what happened at FAMU, it's important that the country sees some positive images mm-hmm. of Black people. And yes. and to see the real thing that goes on with Black colleges and Black bands, and they'll take that one situation and make it apply to all of the universities. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think that's fair. So that's one of the shows that we're working on. And we have a show called The Connect, which is what the Core DJs piece was about. And so we continue to develop The Connect. We're working on these independent reality shows. We have a news show that we're creating. Mm-hmm. And our students are doing short films and short documentaries. So to fill up the original programming. Mm-hmm. So one of our students, Stefan Madrid, just recently finished a short documentary called Speak, which we're going to premiere during our communications week on the 19th of April from 10 to 1 in the Tiger Room at the Student Center. And Speak is about sexual abuse. And I thought it was really brave of her, as well as the participants of the documentary, to share their story. And it's just an awesome, awesome film
Our phone number is 713-390-5102, 713-390-5102. And we're talking with producer-director Tyrone Dixon. He's a professor at Texas Southern University. And Kenneth Ware, project coordinator of TSU-TV, or TV-TSU. Anyway, give us a call. We'd like to get you involved in the conversation. Got a fundraising event coming up on the 12th, which is Thursday evening, and we really need your support. With regard to getting support, have you talked with industry like ABC, CBS, NBC, locally and otherwise to perhaps maybe donate some equipment and the like? I know they've been probably very enthusiastic about
that. Actually, we're working closely with the Houston Film Commission that is definitely supporting us. Alfred Cervantes is the guy that we're communicating with, and he's really working with us. We have some interns that are working with the Film Commission, and they're opening the doors for us to communicate to other people in the industry. But I have personal relationships. The senior VP of MTV, Randy Sosin, is a really good friend of mine, and he knows what I'm doing here at TSU and is excited about giving us anything that we need.
A blank check?
That would be nice.
Yeah, a blank check would be nice, but also what I'm looking for him to do is to recognize my students when they come knocking on the door for a job opportunity.
Yeah.
And to really be paying attention to the work that they're doing. Our students are phenomenal. I mean, they are going out and purchasing equipment. And when you talk about the quality of the projects, it's because of them.
Yes.
They are concerned about the quality, and they do a really good job of ensuring that we are in HD.
Well, what's beautiful is that they're astute enough to know quality.
Exactly.
You know, they're on the cutting edge. You know,
exactly.
They could probably show a lot of the vets a lesson or two.
Exactly.
Now, have you envisioned entering the production into various competitions for awards?
It's amazing that you would ask that question because Speak has been submitted to a couple of film festivals, and I just know that it's going to get in. But last year, we had a student, Thomas Jackson, who produced a film called, what's the name of that film? Stillborn was one of the first short films I think done at TSU maybe since I've left in 94. But he really did a really good job. He's a purist filmmaker. It was in black and white, a film noir kind of project. And it was accepted into the Houston World Fest Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And he's submitting it to the African American Film Festival in the ABFF in Miami. But we're so proud of Thomas because I think he's the first one to get accepted into a film festival as an active student.
Yeah,
he graduated in December. And his films are going to play on the 13th and the 14th. So if anybody's interested in seeing Stillborn, look up the World Fest Film Festival and check out when his film is going to be screened. So we are pushing students to participate in competitions because I just believe once we do that, like our debate team, we're going
to
win.
Absolutely. Let's go to the telephone now. Let's go to line one with Kim. Kim, you're on Sunday Morning Live with TSU-TV. You have a question?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. And happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, too. Thank you. I'm trying to find out. My son is interested in film and television, but he is not an actor, but he's interested. How can he come out there and participate and learn or to get involved?
Enroll in the program at TSU.
I think that's probably...
He's only 16.
Oh, that's great.
He's in high school.
Okay. I think one of the things that we're doing is on... next week, the following week, the 19th, we're having a communications week, and we're going to be screening some of our students' films, and we're going to have John Davies, who is a producer-director friend of mine, who just recently produced a film called Funny Business. He created Ron's House. He was a producer on Def Comedy Jam and Def Poetry Jam. So he's 16. He's more than welcome to come out on the 19th from 10 to 1 in the Tiger Room and watch some really good films. There's going to be a Q&A session, and he can really, really learn a lot and make a decision whether he really wants to get be a part of this. When I was 16, I knew I wanted to make film, and I never turned my back from that ever since. And once I was able to, I enrolled at Texas Southern University and did all that I could to get myself to Los Angeles. And that's kind of the way it works. So I would invite you guys out on the 19th from 10 to 1 at the Tiger Room, the Student Center, and come meet John Davies and meet myself, and I can help you guys move in a direction. You can meet some of these wonderful students. I think that's where you're going to really, really get a lot of information from, the students.
Okay, that'll be great.
Thank you,
Thank
Kim.
Thank you so much. All right, have a blessed day.
Yeah, Professor, when you moved to L.A., I mean, how many different restaurants did you work in before?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I didn't really have to work in any restaurants. I worked in all the restaurants here in Houston. But I just happened to have the opportunity to work on a movie called Jason's Lyric, which was shot here.
Oh, yeah.
It happened to be my senior year. And at the end of the film, there's a crew list that everybody that works on the film, their information and everything is there. And I just called up a couple of people on the crew list and got myself on a film called Panther as an intern. And I worked on that movie for free for a few weeks. And before you know it, my career started as an accountant. I started off as a film accountant before anything.
And you make a very valid point. You know, you say you started, you're working for free. Too often folks, you know, they're 16, 17, 18, 19, they think about getting paid. You know, I'm going to be in my movie. In fact, I got a call, a young lady is in Los Angeles. She's just signed with a well-known magazine to do some red carpet interviews and the like. And obviously, of course, she's already accepted the job, but at the same time, now she wants to talk about a contract, you know, reverse order. But I'm just saying, you know, obviously, but one has to be willing to give a little to get a lot. And if we're learning, we got to be willing to submit ourselves to being a journeyman, an apprentice, you know, to be taught by those who know.
I agree. And Kenneth can speak on that even more, because Kenneth is one of those students who's taking advantage of every opportunity that comes his way. And he does not allow monetary gain to determine his value. I mean, he sees his value much greater than any dollar figures,
right.
which is something that is making him very valuable to the industry. Can you talk a little bit about your experiences as an intern?
Yes, definitely. We work for free, F-R-E-E. Yeah, the students, we are not paid. I've had a lot of opportunities. I went down to Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week in New York. It was
I thought you meant to buy a car, but
not yet. But no, it was not paid. I did a internship for a week, and they were like, "Hey, you got to find yourself, you know, your ride down here." So, I mean, I put my money together, and it turned out to be a great opportunity. Yeah. I also got to go to Whitney Houston's funeral while I was down there in New Jersey. But definitely, the students, when we went to New Orleans, I mean, we put our money together, and we work for F-R-E-E.
And what you learn is so invaluable. You know, sometimes the money is insignificant. They can't pay you what it's really, the experience is really worth to you. You're working. I mean, just to get the opportunity to get in the house. Can I come in? I'll do it for free because you know the value of what you're going to learn.
And the contacts that I've made, like you said, are invaluable. Yeah. Networking.
Yes.
At all those different events in New York, New Orleans, we meet so many great people who they see our hard work and they want to help us. So that takes us to the next step.
Let's run to line two and talk with Cassie. You're on the air with TSU-TV. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning. Hi, how are you?
We're all great.
That's good. I'm actually a student at Prairie View A&M University. Now, before everybody starts booing, I like the whole collaboration idea. I like to see HBCUs get in contact. I'm from Houston, so, you know, TSU's in my neck of the woods. So I think it's a great thing that y'all are moving forward with all these things. And I was wondering, are y'all planning on doing maybe any collaboration efforts? Because I know Prairie View has a radio station. I'm a freshman, so everything's still kind of new to me. But I'd like to see things like that happen. I don't know about you all.
Yes, I mean, that's exactly the point. You hit the nail on the head. I mean, the show, The Connect, which was originally created by a bunch of other students last year, and Preston Middleton. The purpose of The Connect is to allow TSU to connect with other universities. We definitely want to foster relationships with other universities, other HBCUs. Since we have the opportunity of putting stuff out on our network, we would love to acquire things from these other institutions so that we can give them an opportunity to distribute their work as well. We definitely love PV, and we although I know that that's our rival, but that's our it's a brotherly, sisterly kind of rival. And I commend PV for all of the work that they do.
Cassie, thanks for being on the program this morning, and happy Easter to you.
Thank you.
All right.
One quick, before we wrap up this segment, Professor Dixon and Kenneth, can you give us contact information for people who would like to get involved with with TSU-TV, perhaps have questions about submitting programming ideas of their own, and more information about the fundraiser for this Thursday?
Well, yes, for more info, you can just give us a call at 832-758-8711.
Okay. And do you have an online?
Yes, and email is pr.tsutv@gmail.com.
And that's going to be at Grooves of Houston, 2300 Pierce, this Thursday, April 12th, 7 to midnight. Call that number once again to make your reservations, 832-758-8711. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for being a part of the program.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
We're going to take a brief break, and when we come back, we'll be talking to the Honorable Congressman Al Green of the 9th District of Texas on the Trayvon Martin case. It's 925. You're listening to Magic 102.1, streaming at myhoustonmagic.com.